ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey there, and welcome to some of the best bits of Take 5 from the last few years. In the lead up to our next big season, I'll be sharing some golden moments with some of my favourite guests over the coming weeks. In 20 years of doing Take 5, whenever people ask me who's my favourite guest, this guy is first to mind.
So live and let die.
In 2017, one of the greatest songwriters of all time sat down with little old me to open his songbook and Take 5 with some of his best work. This is the only time I've let a guest pick their own songs, and of course you know why. Paul McCartney has provided the soundtrack to billions of lives. His legacy is unparalleled. Starting with the Beatles, he rolled on with his own solo career while building a new band in Wings. And over the years, he's collaborated with everyone from Stevie Wonder to Johnny Cash and Dave Grohl. So when he came back to Australia for the first time in a quarter century, I headed backstage to a stadium in Melbourne where Paul was gearing up to play, and I got to unpick the mind of a great. Where do you begin with a song?
When I'm writing it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, normally it's because I've got a little bit of time off. So I'll sit down with the guitar or at the piano and just start noodling around and just see if anything kind of appeals. You know, I might just be playing a couple of chords, or it might be something I've heard recently and think, oh, I'd like to write a song like that or something. You just get some kind of an idea and start noodling around, and if you're lucky, kind of the opening of the song will come, and you'll get a sort of first line. And that you just pull out of the universe. You know, sometimes you've no idea where it comes from. You go, okay, there's my clue. And then I kind of follow the train, you know, follow the train of thought, and just keep going, really, you know, and just... Sometimes you think, oh, this isn't going too good, but then by the middle, a better idea arrives. So you'll go, oh, this is better to follow this one. Mm. It basically just starts with just noodling around.
Do you stick with it until you figure it out, or are there moments that have been born 5 years before and then you finally figure out how to continue with it, you know, there's 10 years later?
Yeah, there's maybe not that long, but there is some songs that had a period in between them. I mean, the song Yesterday, I just happened to dream that tune. And so I had the melody, but I didn't have any words, so I kind of made up this scrambled egg. Oh, my baby, I love your legs. So I thought, in the end, I thought, that's not going to do. And so it was a couple of years, not maybe a couple of years, quite a few months later, when I was on a car journey, I had nothing to do for about 4 hours. So I just started thinking of the words to it. And by the end of the journey, I had them. Sometimes that happens. Mm. But normally, if you're lucky, it all just comes at once, you know.
Has it gotten any easier? You have so much experience with the craft of songwriting. You have the tools in the toolbox. Has songwriting become easier for you over time?
I don't really think so, you know. I think that at different points in your life... you know, different things happen. When I started off, I was basically working with John all the time. Mm. So that was the way we did it. And that did make it easier because there's two of us having a go at it. So, you know, I'd start off, she was just 17, and then he might supply the next line, you know. In that case, actually, I had both the lines. And the second one was lousy, so we had to change it. It was, she was just 17. She'd never been a beauty queen. We thought, don't like that. So we messed around and we came up with, she's just 17. You know what I mean? Which seemed better.
A little leaner.
Yeah, a little leaner and open to speculation.
Always good. What does he mean? Always good for people to be able to make of the song what they will.
Yeah.
Well, she was just 17.
Do you think that on that relationship that you had with John, that that friendly rivalry that you had drove you both to become better songwriters?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have described it as a rivalry. It was just that we both wanted to write songs. We'd both written songs before we met each other.
Mm.
And he was the only person I'd ever met who'd written songs. You know, because in those days, nobody wrote songs. Nowadays, quite a few people do. But, you know, I said to him, oh, yeah, you know, I've written a couple of songs. He said, oh, so have I. So it was like, okay, well, let's get together, you know. So it was kind of competitive, I suppose, you know, because if I wrote something, he'd try and better it, and then I'd try and better that. So it's a good system. It means you're kind of going up a staircase, and each time you're trying to make it better. You know, so if that works, it can make the song very good, kind of thing, you know. And in our case, memorable, that was the trick, you know, because we couldn't put it down. We couldn't put a recording like today. You couldn't put it on tape.
Mm.
You just had to remember it.
Mm.
So that was kind of a good restriction too. It meant if you forgot it, too bad. There's only two of us in the room, you know.
It's got to have a hook.
So it had to have a hook, yeah. And nearly always, even if you forgot it in the evening, you know, you go out for a drink and say, what was that bloody song? I haven't got a clue. You'd wake up in the morning, you go, oh, yeah, I remember.
That's and a good one.
It would just come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, after that, when I was writing on my own, it was a little more difficult just because I was writing on my own and I didn't have John to just finish the next line. But I got used to that, and I think it's still as difficult or as easy as it was then. But the thing is, when you get lucky, you get lucky. So sometimes, as I say, you'll sit down and a whole song will just come out. And then you go, well, that was easy. And the next song you might write, it's like, it doesn't work like that.
Mm.
So you've got to slog at it, you know. But I had those in the Beatles days, like I say, with Yesterday, I wrote that on my own and just dreamed it, so it couldn't get much easier than that. I didn't even know where it came from.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Paul McCartney is with us, taking five, opening his songbook here on Triple J, and beginning with a beautiful song that has been covered many times. You still do the best version of this.
Awesome.
It is Blackbird.
Blackbird, oh, wow, thank you.
From The Beatles, also known as The White Album.
Mm.
This song is kind of thought of as a lullaby, but there's more to the lyrics of this song, aren't there?
Yeah. I wrote it when I was up in Scotland, and I just heard about the civil rights stuff going on in America, in Little Rock, because that was contemporary then, you know. Mm. It's that long ago. And, you know, I think like a lot of people were shocked to see the black students not being allowed into the school, as was the case, and loads of white people jeering them and spitting at them and stuff. And it was like, we didn't have that kind of prejudice in Liverpool. There's quite a you know, black population. I had mates, particularly in music, who were black. So it didn't occur to us. So when we saw it, we were all pretty shocked. So I wanted to try and write a song that would somehow give the people going through the struggles maybe just a little bit of hope. So I took this idea of Blackbird, because in English, bird, probably in Aussie too. She's a nice bird.
In the olden days.
In the olden days. What do you call them now?
Women.
Ooh. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Oh, my God, we're into that. All right. Yes, well, I wrote this song called Black Woman.
Sorry, I'm just flexing my feminism muscle
you are,
with you, Paul.
Aren't you? Yeah. I'm still calling them birds, darling. Don't worry. No, anyway.
I know the intent was pure.
In the old days, we did call them birds. I mean, actual fact, you didn't actually in Liverpool.
I think actually,
full disclosure,
I think in Australia we called them Sheilas. So there
you
go.
Yeah, that's right. Sheilas was what it was.
Now that I recall.
It was, I won't even go into what we did call girls in. But I think you see, I mean, the truth while we're on that subject, it was kind of seemed harmless to the girls too. Mm. There was never a girl said, "Well, you shouldn't call me that." You know, say, "All right, flower." You know, which is kind of quite a nice thing to call someone.
Yeah.
So you didn't get pulled up. Now you've got to be a bit more careful. Anyway, so I was writing this song called Blackbird, which I thought could have the double meaning of black woman and black bird. Mm. And the idea of this broken wings and now, you know, you learn to arise was kind of symbolic of the struggles that people are going through. So that was my kind of civil rights song, really.
Blackbird by the Beatles, one of the many iconic moments from Paul McCartney's songbook. It's such an incredible take five. You can listen to the whole thing now. There's a direct link here in the show notes. I listen to it about once a year just to confirm it actually happened and it wasn't all a dream. What a lucky job I have. Thanks for joining me to relive some of the best bits of Take 5. Really soon, I'm back with a brand new season of Take 5 on the podcast and on ABC iView. And good Lord, it is a huge lineup. Peter Garrett, Shania Twain, David Byrne, Jacinda Ardern, Genesis Owusu, Vicar and Linda, Darren Hayes, and Lainey Wilson. 8 huge episodes for your eyes and ears coming to you on Thursday, August 20. I'm so excited to share these stunning conversations with you all. So I'll see you next time as we take 5.
Come hang out with your mates on Double J.
Loving great music is a lifelong passion. And we're here to help you keep discovering. Hello, it's Michael Hing from Double J Mornings.
It's Yumi Stides here.
It's Dylan Lewis from Arvo's on Double J.
Great music lasts forever, and you'll find it on Double J. Somebody that you used to know,
but you didn't have to cut me off. We're on DAB Radio in your car, or just swipe across on the Triple J app.